for my wife, Sadie. We got five little girls. And through my mother-in-law, my wife started searching the Bible. Praise God for that. I knew where I was headed. I knew I was going to hell, but I didn't ever think about it. One night, I was laying out on the lawn and looking up in the skies, and I just had to see how small of a pebble on the seashore of sand that I actually was. The next morning, before I left to go to work, my wife started talking about the Bible, and she said there's a place in 1 John that you can read about being saved, that you can know it. I sat down and I said, you show me a place in the Bible where you can see that you can be saved. I said, I don't believe it. So she showed it to me. I believe it was in 1 John. And it was high time for me to go to work. I worked just across the fields, and so I went to work. We used to never read no Bible except for in between Sundays. We'd read, went over to father-in-law's, and we read maybe a chapter or two and closed the book, and that was the end of it. So that night I come home from work, and we started talking more about the Bible and stuff, and I read it for myself. When she told me where it was, she showed me where it was, I read it for myself, and I had to accept it. Didn't have no choice. It's been a glorious life ever since. When I knew that she had accepted God, that she was saved and she knew it, I thought, well, you're crazy. I'm going to leave you sit, you and the kids, and I'm going to go on my way. God changed my heart. Praise the Lord. Keep praying for us. And my father left us when I was 9 or 10, somewhere in there. I still have some contact with him once in a while. I just want you all to pray for my family that they can see the light so they can get saved.
Hello, everyone. Thank God for having the privilege of being here. It was quite a few years ago, I noticed that Amos was changing for the worse, and I knew how his dad left his wife, and I was afraid it would lead to that. So I started praying and praying. I prayed for about 2.5 years, but God did not answer my prayers until I gave my life to him. And I was, after Mom got saved, she was so excited, so happy and joyful. I just thought, Mom, there's no way a person could be that happy, that it's not real. And it was just like, she's out of her head. One day she was over at my house, and she was saying the things that are happening in the world, that the end is near. And she's so happy. She just can't wait till the end comes to meet Jesus. And I was just shaking with fear. And I prayed to God, I want that peace and joy that she has. And that very night I had an experience with a bright light in the room. And I was speechless. I couldn't move. I couldn't wake my husband. And then it was just like God touched me and a peace went over me. And I was so excited. I just knew that there was no other way to get to heaven except through Christ. And it just changed my life. And once I totally gave him over to God and told him, he is yours. You do with what you want with him. And you have a much better way than I could ever think of. Things started happening, praise God. And it's just like we're married once. Praise the Lord. God bless you all.